Americans are now spending $5,000 a year on gasoline. That's almost double what they did a year ago. Where are people supposed to go to get all that extra cash?
To get the extra cash to pay for gas?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the things that we've been very clear about is to do everything in our power to make sure that we lower costs. Of the current price hike that we have seen has come from Putin's aggression against Ukraine.
So the president announces on March 31st that he's got all these steps to lower gas prices, and it's still Putin's fault 7 weeks later.
Well, because what I'm saying is, but before then, it had the price per gallon had fallen down about 10 cents or more. And then Putin started his aggression.
Putin's kleptocracy.
Thomas Paine Podcast on a Friday. What's going on, folks? Big show for you today, as usual. No surprises here. And we kick it off with the lost land of the lost. The only thing missing is a dinosaur named Grumpy and Marshall, Will, and Holly. Whew, the White House is the new land of the lost series, of course. And a crew that's not lost here on Fridays is the crew that listens to the Thomas Paine Podcast and watches the Thomas Paine Podcast on Paine.tv and the Paine.tv app. And we appreciate you folks, as you know. Just finishing up here, a fantastic conversation with Maria Albanese, broadcaster extraordinaire, making her triumphant return to the show after a week's hiatus. And I know a lot of folks are itching to hear what she had to say, as just as much as she was itching to get back into the groove to taking a personal day off. How dare her? No more days off, damn it. What? tough crowd. Now, we talked about so many great things, and as you know, the conversations become somewhat, take on a life of their own, as I try to tell the young bucks today, as they're trying to prep and try to figure out a good graphic for the show. And I said, don't worry about it, just put whatever up for the web. Most of the people are listening to us on the Paine.tv app and on the Thomas Paine Podcast. So don't get too caught up in graphics, boys. Go out and have a little happy hour on your own and get the weekend started early for you folks. Banner week again this week. I mean, just additional hours of programming. I hope you folks appreciate. And I can usually tell if we're gassed by the time Thursday afternoon rolls around. And pretty gassed today. But we keep it going just like you folks. You keep your nose down to the grindstone. Work hard every day, like Merle Haggard says. And that's what we do here. And a fantastic discussion. Let's start off a little Elvis Presley. I kind of like that. I want some more of that. What we got here?
I'm leaving town, baby. I'm leaving town for sure. Well, then you won't be bothered with me hanging around. You know that's all right. 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 Anyway you do.
Like, can't beat that on a Friday. Fantastic week. We thank you folks for being here and for trusting us to give you the straight skinny, and that's what we're doing. We have a big weekend coming, or a big Sunday into Monday. We'll see as we develop some hot wires. We have some smoking stuff, man. Hot wires, the top tier on pain.tv, as you know, where we can really let things cut loose, so to speak. Give you some joyful noise. Everybody likes a little Derek Trucks Band. We'll listen to that. Listen to that yesterday. I haven't played enough Trucks and his crew, Susan Tedeschi and the whole Trucks crew. Talented guy in his own right, no doubt. Channeling a little Dwayne Allman. But Hotwire's really heating up, and some of the stuff we have, we've talked about it a little bit on pain.tv, so it's kind of messed up in a way. You can't even really market these things, and I can't tell you what we have on the public side. It's paying no attention to that man behind the curtain, but actually that's where the good stuff happens, behind the curtain. And I'd like to tell you what we have in terms of a top corporation. Some leaks that came our way. Of course, we're still divulging the leaks from the Department of Homeland Security, and they're under fire for a number of different things. We're a real shit show over there. Of course, what do you expect? The way it was conceived was criminal, so why wouldn't the operation itself be a criminal operation? No surprise. So look for that Sunday into Monday, perhaps. Sunday or Monday night, by the time we get these things wrapped up, and out the door on Hotwire. We appreciate you folks and your dedication to us and your patronage and helping us grow and keep the lights on. Hey, if you know somebody who can use this episode, use the podcast to help them navigate the insanity that's happening at the fourth industrial nightmare, share the show. That's how we grow. That's our bread and butter. Thank you, folks. Hope you enjoy this show. And I'm pretty confident you will, because I know Marie and I enjoyed it, shooting the shit, of course. And big weekend coming up for you folks. The weekend before the holiday. Hopefully you get some rest and relaxation. Take a step away from the hive and the mob. The hive mind and the mob. See you folks before you know it. Take care and God bless you. Yo.
Yo.
Finally.
How are you?
Finally. One of those days, you know how it is. Well, you've been off for a while, so.
Oh, yeah, I've been off. No.
Yeah. What am I telling you for?
Yeah.
We missed you last week. I had to fucking pull out Art Bell to make up for you. It didn't even work.
Well, I loved Art Bell. I used to listen to him years ago when I was getting off the night shift at the hospital. And I would listen to him every night coming down the Blue Route on the weekend. So
Blue Route? Look at you, man, after 1980.
There you go.
They were building the Blue Route.
Art kept me company.
Yeah, they were building the Blue Route right out the window from when I was at Cardinal O'Hara my freshman year before they threw me out of there. And if you're on the one wing of the building, I know there are people from O'Hara that listen. You couldn't hear the teacher because they were the Blue Route literally goes right by the high school. That's crazy.
Right.
4,000 kids in that high school when I was there. 4,000. Can you believe that?
Wow. Yes, I can.
In my lunch, I had 800 kids in my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me three minutes to get the class.
I know.
It was like, forget about it, man. It was like.
And you did it. You did
You did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a subway car.
When they finished the Blue Route, I just loved it. I was constantly on there. But Art,
you wouldn't love it now.
No, I haven't been on it in years.
It's slammed. It's always bumper to bumper. And
18 years since I've been in that neck of the woods.
Look at you. Yeah. So Art Bell, well, you know, wild
man. You picked a good one.
Yeah, with Patch Adams. Patch is still around. And Art's done so many crazy things and good things. And somebody sent me a copy of one of his shows he did on remote sensing, because I was talking about remote sensing on the show yesterday.
Remote viewing?
Yeah, remote viewing. And they said, let me get the comment. You got some ball. I saw this thing. I said, oh, boy. I got to hand it to you. This is from Professor E.F. Gizmo. Got to hand it to you about your opening today. You got some big ones.
I love it.
I worked with these cats. It's a simple rule in Intel. If it works, we tap it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Very results oriented. I don't give a fuck how you got the information. If it's good, keep getting it. It's like going, you know.
You have to keep bringing this to light. Bring as much as you can to light for people to investigate.
Right. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played a clip.
Most would never believe it.
Of a guy who bought a ranch in Austin, Texas. And we've been talking a lot about that. And then people were like, well, of course he could buy a ranch in Austin, Texas. He has a lot of money. Well, the point I'm trying to get to people is.
I know.
First of all, you don't need a lot of money to buy land. If you decide that I'm going to try something different, that doesn't mean you have to buy land 20 minutes from your house. You can leave. And my wife and I were coming up, I don't know, on 28 years, I think we've been married. And we were together 8 years before that. So a long time. And we've never had any money. So I think I wouldn't say never, because I did make money during Intel, right? But then we were stupid, we were young, and we just thought it was going to last forever. You know, you're like in your early 30s. You're just a moron in your early 30s. I'm sorry. I break the news to you folks in your early 30s. You'll understand it 20 years from now that I'm right. But
you are right.
I can work magic with $1,000 in my bank account. I've done it almost my whole life. With $1,000 or less, you can go. Now, listen, you're in real estate. You can go grab land. Somebody's underwater. They just want you to pick up the payments or whatever. And if you can swing the payments and you're talking about, it doesn't have to be a place with a barn or a ranch. You can get the land and then build that out. You can do these things, right?
Yeah, it could be raw land, and you can see if there's any, for sale by owners, somebody that'll hold the note. There's many, many ways to obtain a goal. But it depends on where, like you said, where you are in the United States. You might have to really open it up to the entire country where you can get the most amount of land for the least amount of money. Now, I don't know if you saw the text that I sent you today, because I was a little curious. We were looking at real estate. Of course, that's why I wasn't on last week. And that's we'll get into that. It's a complete nightmare. But I have not looked at land in my area since I'm not in a position to do that, you know, with the family and my responsibilities. But I was curious. I think, oh, you know, what if I could? So the county I'm in does have a lot of rural land. Did you happen to see the prices of what I sent you?
I saw them.
You didn't? Oh, you
I saw
them.
40 huh? acres of 1.2.
Yeah, but yeah. Even the smaller acres, did you see how much the smaller acres
no,
are going?
No, because you sent me like screenshots, and I'm like Mr. Magoo over here, you know what I mean?
What do you think? You're supposed to use your fingers to make them bigger. Can
oh,
you
is
not
that how,
do
that's
that?
How you, that's how you do it?
Come on, oh, get wow. the young bucks to
Let me look at
you.
It now. I have it now.
Hold on.
I'll pull it up now.
Hold on. I'll help you out.
Oh, thanks. I need all help I can get. I'm like almost like a fool.
All right. I sent you a pending 9.8 acre lot pending
70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania and speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, etc. So I was in a remote area, and I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it. But it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi, but they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know. There's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain.
So I've gotten asked on the show, hey, what do you used to do for Citibank? You're always talking about Citibank and the time you spent at Citibank. I said, well, I did a lot of things for Citibank. And one of the things people seemed to be intrigued by was a program that was for celebrities and very well-to-do folks. It was kidnapping insurance. And we had a vault in New York City that I was responsible for that at any time always contained $10 million cash. And I had to make sure that it always had $10 million cash. And that none of the cash went missing in case folks needed ransom money. So that's among many other things and billions of dollars that came across my desk at Citi. So I know a good bank from a bad bank and a good deal from a good deal. And so I'm really excited to have found this bank, Axos Bank, that opened on Independence Day in 2000. They're not a crumbling brick and mortar. They're fully digital bank built on the bedrock of American traditions. Take a look at their rewards checking account where you can earn their highest interest rate. And it's a big one. And listeners here can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. Big rewards from a bank that believes in the freedom to do business without compromising our values. Amazing, right? Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos, A-X-O-S, bank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. axosbank.com/pain. Go check them out.
At $550,000.
Fuck out of here. Where's this at?
This is in my county.
It's a lot of money.
9 acres.
Here it is. I see it. It's 14 acres for 1.2.
Yes.
Jesus. 1.2 acre for 900. It's crazy. I mean, that's worse than suburban Philly.
Right. So now, if I wanted to do this, if I was in any position.
Is it even parked? It's not even parked or anything, is it?
It's raw land, right. Yeah. But what I'm saying is if I was in the position right now that I said, hey, you know, I want to bug out and I want to get land, I would have to expand my search through the whole state to see if there is anything expensive or out of the state completely.
9.8 acres, $550,000. This place looks like a golf course. I don't even know what this is, like some kind of a...
But it's land. It's dirt.
Yeah, right.
It's dirt. In the middle, you know, of rural area. It's not like it's dirt on the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, I can't even wrap my mind around it.
Well, Florida is crazy. I mean, you're proving it now with those kind of numbers. I mean, it's.
Right. And we.
What would that have been a couple years ago?
Oh, my God. Nothing. I mean, land was so.
20%
cheap.
Of that?
Down.
Yeah.
The things. We were selling homes that were built for $275,300 in 06, 07, 08. By the bottom of the short sale and foreclosure market, I had small-time investors, mom-and-pop investors, getting them in short sales for $75,000, $100,000. That's just for houses. Dirt was even cheap. Nobody wanted the dirt because nobody was building. We had a glut of inventory on the homes. So this is unprecedented only because I think if everybody is getting this idea that they want to buy land, they are coming from all over. You know, these are not real lateral moves.
You got to start looking in Eastern Tennessee and other places, Sam. There's other places.
There is other places. And then I stumbled because I just happened to be poking around and a site came up that said, free land. Now, I don't know who this might work out for, but it may work out for some people. You could find these sites.
All you have to do is get on L. Ron Hubbard's spaceship.
Now, apparently there's a few states that do give you free land. There are some stipulations, like maybe you have to, within a year or so, build a 1,000 square foot house. There's different rules, but a lot of the land was in Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa. I saw some in Ohio, some in Colorado. Not all states have it, but just poke around online, free land in the United States for 2022. And some of these options will come up. It might work out for someone. I don't
know. Okay. So let me just say this, right? We just started talking about this recently on the show, and I'd say since you, since last week, since you were doing this stuff around Florida, and then I started talking about these things, and I was trying to drive the point home
of older folks who have, you know, whatever, they have some retirement money, no matter how much it is. It could be like 10 grand or 15 grand. It could be a million and a half to leave their folks behind. And I said, is that all you're going to do is leave them money? Are you going to take your wisdom and take everything you've learned in life and try to maybe do something that's better, like buy some land and do something that you can hand off to them, put it in a trust or whatever. There's so many different things you can do. And so we're opening the door here to this. So I understand what, like the video we played, and I understand people are saying, oh, this, that, and the other thing. This is like looking through a catalog. You know, you're on the
It's just an example.
Yeah, you're on the first or second page of a catalog, and you're saying, oh, I don't like that. Well, you keep going looking through the catalog. You're opening your doors, and you're opening your mind to these things. And you're just, you know, you're at the, you're 1 foot into the door. You have to go through the whole damn house. And so.
Well, he was also laying out how you can leverage that and make money off of the property, which I thought was another good point because, sure, a lot of people are going to do that tiny home Airbnb business model because it's going to work out for them. So if you have the land, you know, if you have land, you could do a lot with it. You could have the agricultural exemptions, or you can leverage it and make money off of it. He was smart the way he mapped it out with the wedding venues and the different things that were in that area. I mean, he really did his homework on the best piece of property that could bring him money. Now, he's not like us. He really does feel that there's a below 15% chance that he may need this bug out property. I think it's much higher, but like he said, he's prepared if so. Even at that low percentage, if something happens, then he has secured a piece of land for his family. Of course, we don't have to do it to that scale. You know, if you want to get 5 acres, 10, 4 acres, 3, wherever in the United States that you can grab something for peace of mind away from cities, because again, we have no idea how bad things are going to get. We surmise in our gut that it could be very devastating. And the majority, there are still a lot of people that don't have a clue. And I spent a week with family that do not have a clue. They have zero idea.
It varies. It varies. Now the young, you bring up good points, and the young bucks here are land fiends. They love looking at land. They love looking at real estate. And of course, even the stuff they can't afford, they just like looking at it.
Yeah. Right.
So they go on a site called Land Watch. I should get paid for these fucking plugs. I mean, this goes out to tens of thousands of people, and we get nothing for it. This is a. I'm kidding, of course. It's hopefully broadening the horizon. But they go on LandWatch, and they got a box on LandWatch. They sent me the link. They say you go to LandWatch, and they click on, like, Texas. Since this guy was talking about Austin, Texas, and people are saying, well, you can't afford land in Austin, Texas, all right? They're missing the point here. So let's try to help them. Go to LandWatch. You click in, enter location, you put Texas, and then you cruise down all the way down the bottom, and you click this little thing down here, owner financing.
Mm-hmm.
And
there you go.
And it'll show you all the land in Texas, and then you can sort. So let's sort owner financing by small to large, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can get an acre in Flint, Texas for $4,000. I mean, and people say, I don't have $4,000. Well, you don't have to pay it up front. Okay. You can get a couple acres for, you know, depending on different places, you know, the price varies, $10,000, $20,000, $5,000. This is something you poke around at. They say, you know, give me $500 down and then we'll work something out, $125 a month. Now, I mean, that's pretty goddamn reasonable. You're talking about a house and, you know, or some place to look at kind of as a fallback position. You want to pick, you've said before, if you can't pick a state that's necessarily, you know, friendly, pick a county that's friendly.
Yeah.
As far as your politics is concerned, because you don't really have to worry about get messed with too much because the counties kind of handle their own business, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
And this is just Texas, all right? There's, you can search pretty much, and this is just owner financing. Of course, you have your menu and your choices expand when you unclick owner financing and you see the other deals that might be a cash deal that you might have a few dollars to put down. And so, I mean, this is like, you know, we're at the cusp of this, exploring this stuff. But like you said, the important thing is that we're looking at things. Like, I listen to these guys, and you made a good point the other day when I talked to you. You finally made a good point. I have an index card here, and it's been blank for weeks. I'm fucking with you. You made a good point, and you said, hey, look, you introduced people to this stuff, and who knows where it's going to go. And we're going to probably need it more so than folks think you're not going to need it.
Right.
You know, that's one of the reasons I told that remote viewing story yesterday. The guy calls me up and says, there's like strange things ahead. And he starts telling me a couple of things. I'm saying, oh, that's fucked up. So I woke up today. I'm like, I got an extra pep in my step because I know that these cats have, a lot of these guys have proven records. And I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. It's like you feel kind of the walls closing in. Then you talk to some real heavyweights and the walls come in another 6 inches. You're like, I better get my shit together. And I got friends going out tonight, Maria. You coming out? We're getting some beers. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm on a different fucking planet, man. I'm on like, you know.
Well, and it depends. Listen, it does depend on who you're going out with. You cannot stop living. I didn't, even though I was spending time with folks that have no idea what we're talking about, don't want to know. They would, deer in the headlights, get very defensive if we even approached any questions because it's not a part of the world. I will say, being able to remove myself from media, news, and go out and live a little, we went out to eat a lot, we went to a lot of nice places, you have to still continue to live. You need that mental break. Now, for you, if your friends were going out that are like-minded like you, well, even better, because that's more fun.
They're not, though. Sit around and have there's been a separation where I sit down and I say, well,
yeah,
I don't like to go out and explain things to people. You know, yeah. Tell me this, tell me that. I'm like, I just spent, you know, 15 hours this week on the mic. That's just the stuff we recorded. There's probably another four hours of fuck ups and pauses and bathroom breaks and different things.
See, for us, it was different because you take things, you know, I'm in Florida and I take a lot for granted until someone comes to town. And then I go out as if I'm a tourist. So I go eat out on the water and do different things. So it's not that bad being with folks that do not know, but when you're in a conversation that they have a question or they're noticing something, let's say the real estate market, and I'm staring at them and I hear a cricket button because I'm not saying anything. I'm looking and I'm almost smirking because I'm like, I can give you the answers, but I know you don't want the answers. So that is hard. But if I, you know, keeping it to just lighthearted, enjoying the sights and going out, it was okay. It wasn't bad. But it is scary because by the last day, I really had to say, I don't think you should be moving. I am very fearful that you may be homeless, meaning if you sell your northern property and you, even if you come down here and lease for 3 months, from Airbnb, vacation by owner. In 3 months, if you don't find something, you may have to lease for a year. And after a year, if you don't find anything, at your age, what you've already built, your paid for home up north, you could be homeless. Now, they really didn't dive into why I feel that way, but the stares kind of penetrated a little bit. They don't understand what's going on, but yet they see that their goal may be unachievable.
Or they have to adjust the goal. I mean, you know,
they've already adjusted so far down from what they wanted 3 years ago when they started talking about retirement. And I could tell you, for the money, they went down a lot. They gave up a lot of their wants. And still, you can't touch them. They hit the market in the morning. They're gone by nighttime. And it would definitely be settling. And if you don't want to settle, giving up what they already have, yes, their taxes are high, but they have a very nice home in New Jersey. I just don't recommend them doing that.
Yeah,
at all.
It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's a little dangerous.
Very, very dangerous.
But I've been talking to people about land and just trying to broaden your horizons and learn more. And that's kind of like what I've been trying to talk to people about, because I think there's definitely a sweet spot there if you find it, whether you want to start over, or even folks who might be thinking about renting and kind of picking up because they don't like. Listen, I heard from a lot of people in New York this week. I have a lot of listeners in New York and viewers in New York, to the point where, like, will you please stop making fun of New York? And we've kind of resigned to the fact, look, if you folks are still in New York, we're, you know, making fun of you is not going help the situation. You're either trapped or you've lost your mind and you think things are going to change. But you have the governor up there now. We're going to turn the state police on people. You know, she's, because it's very interesting timing, you know, right after the shooting in Buffalo. We're not going to go down this rabbit hole, but